We began last week to discuss the issue of Psul Rosh and Rabbanan because of Makas Mardus to Rabbanan. We had Rashi, let's just review, who says here on Daf Chavavim in Beis that the reason why, according to Rav Sheshes, Choshed Al Rayas is Psul Yedus is because he gets Malkus. And why does he get Malkus? After all, there was no Asra, so we're not talking about Makas Doraisa, but rather Makas Rabbanan Al Lotova Shmua. And Tosus earlier in the Masechet on Daf Tes quotes Rashi as saying that according to Rashi's Shita, there was no Edus that testified that this person had beer with an Erva, but rather he was guilty of Yichud with an Erva. And as a result, he gets Arboy Bekatve, he gets 40 Malkus Derabbanan Makas Mardus for violating Yichud, and that's called Al Lotova Shmua. The Adrama says something similar, that Choshed Al Arayus means there was no absolute objective testimony evidence against this person. There was a call, a rumor going around that he was guilty of this kind of adulterous misbehavior. And we say Arbon Vekatve. And therefore, since he's Chayv Malkus, even though there was no Hasra, he is Posul Yedus. And that means they gave him the status of someone who was Ki'ilu, as if he was Chayv Malkus Doraisa, and therefore he's called a Rasha. He comes under Ibn Hakos a Rasha, and therefore, says Rav Sheshes, he's Posul Yedus. We pointed out last time that the Rambam in the 18th chapter of Sanhedrin says that if a person violates an Issa Kares or an Issa Mises Bez, then he had a Hasra. It's not sufficient that he nods his head or he just listens quietly and silently without responding to the Asra, but rather he has to be Makabal of his Asra, and without the Kabbalah's Asra, he will not be punished, not Malkus and not Mises Bez. However, the Rambam says Im Lo Kibbal of his Asra Makanos So Makas Mardus, since he was guilty of this sin, and he certainly violated, even in the case of a Divrei Sofer, he gets Makas Mardus. And the Prima Gaudim says that from the Rambam you get the impression that you don't need Hasra for Makas Mardus. However, let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Mihilcha Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says that a Talmud Chacham needs a Hasra, and the implication is that the Hasra means, number one, that he has to be knowledgeable, he has to have a yediyah sachet, but number two, that he has to be mater atzmo lemisa. He has to say al menas kein ani osa. And it seems clear from the Rambam that there are two dinim in hasra. One is we need a hasra to establish yediyah sa'avera, meaning that he's amazed. But not only that, we need number two, sheyater atzmo lemisa, and that's based on Xeris HaKosuv, that hasra is required in order to get the avarion to be mater atzmo lemisa. So even if he says, I know that it's asur, so we know he's not a shogeg, nevertheless he needs mater atzmo lemisa, he has to declare amanas kena niyosa, and that's the gzeres hakos of asura. Now, the Gemara later on in Daf Mem says that we interrogate the edim, and we ask them his resimbo. We ask him Kibbal of Hasra, we ask him Hiter Atzmo Lemisa. Rashi says the Kibbal of Hasra means that the Avarian has to declare Yodeani, he knows that he's Muzar. And number two, Yater Atzmo Lemisa, and that's the second requirement. It seems clear from Rashi on Daf Mem of Beis that there are two dinim in Asra. One is Kabbalah Asra, meaning that he has to declare Yodeani, Shekedani, Musa, Shalolas. Number two, he's got to be Mater Atzmo Lemisa and declare Almanas Kenani Osa. So, in other words, the Kabbalah Asra is really the Etzem Din Hasra. That's the Hasra itself. Because if he didn't say Yodeani, Shani Muzar, then it's always possible to say that he was a shogeg. Even though he was Shosek or he's Hirchen Rosho, you could say he doesn't really believe the Hasra. He doesn't really believe the Masra who says this in Isur B'Davar. He has to declare that I know it's Asur. And then there's a second in a requirement which is not the etzem din asra, but rather that he has to be mater atzmo lemisa. The Yad Raman Sanhedrin there on Daf Mem seems to indicate that kibul of hasra means hiter atzmo lemisa. In other words, kabbalas hasra and hiter atzmo lemisa are identical; they're one and the same. And therefore, according to the Raman, Yad Raman, if he was shosek and he doesn't say yodeani, then although he might not be able to say he was a shogeg, he heard the hasra, he may definitely know that it's asur, but nevertheless, the din of hasra and kabbalas hasra requires yater atzmo lemisa. It's all the same. And if you look in the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Milchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam only mentions yater atzmo lemisa. He doesn't mention a word about the din of kabbalas hasra. The Rambam would seem, therefore, to belong to the camp of the Yad Ramah, that Kabbalah Sasra equals Yater Atzmo Lemisa. And therefore, the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches Milchas Sanhedrin, when he writes that if somebody violates Mises Bezdin V'Shasak V'lo Kibbal of Hasra, the Rambam doesn't mention Mater Atzmo Lemisa, because according to the Rambam, Kibbal of Hasra is Mater Atzmo Lemisa. And the Rambam holds that im shasak velo kibul asra makinos o makas mardus, it means that there are two different dinim in asra. One is the din of yodeani, lahavchin bein shogig lemezid, and that din certainly applies as a requirement in makas mardus. But there's another din which is from the gzeres hakosim of kabbal asra, which is yater atzmo lemisa. The Rambam holds that for makas mardus, although we need a hasra lahavchin bein shogi amazed, because we can't give malchus for a shogeg, makas mardus for a shogeg, so we have to establish that he was amazed, and for that we need a hasra. But nevertheless, we don't need mater atzmo lemisa for makas mardus. From Rashi, who writes that the chiv malchus applies afal pi she'ein shom hasra klal, it seems that according to Rashi, the malchus of makas mardus merabbanan without asra at all is we don't even need asra lahavchin bein shogi amazed. Even though for sure for chiyuv misa and malchus min haTorah we certainly need asra for this first din to fulfill the requirement that he is an actual mazed. But as far as chiyuv makas mardus is concerned, it's enough that he violates the aver b'mazed and we don't need a hasra. Again, in each case you'd have to determine for sure that he was amazed, that you'd have to know. But as far as the hasra to lahavchin beit shogeg amazed, which we interpret as jacking up the amazed to amazed gomer, that we don't require for makas mardus. We just need a basic ground level amazed that he knew was asur, and nevertheless he deliberately violated the isur. So therefore the hasra, which is going to put the musra onto a higher level, we're going to upgrade his mezid to a higher kind of a mezid that goes beyond yediyas avera, that's a requirement in makas d'oraisa, but not in makas d'rabbanan. Now at this point we introduce the shach. Let's just quickly review the shach. In Choshim Mishpat Siman Lamed Dalid, the Mechaber seems to say that a person is posel yedus for an avera, for a rishus, even if lo hisru bo, even if he doesn't get malchus, he's still posel as a rasha. And the shach says no. The shach says eino loke, if he doesn't get malchus, for example, there's no asra, then he's not posel. And if you take a look in the Haggah around the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that if he violates an avera that doesn't have malchus, he's still posel min rabbanon. And it seems to indicate that here in the Shulchan Aruch he's posel min deraisa. He says here's a case where he's chayv malchus on an avera, even though they didn't give masra. But the aver per se would, in theory and concept, would generate malchus, and therefore he's posel midaraisa. The Nesivus writes the lav sheyesh ba malchus, even in the case of mechusar asra, is posel midvar Torah. So it's clear from the Nesivus that any lav that gets malchus would generate a psul of Rosh Aliedus, even though he's not getting Malkus b'fo'al. If the lav itself would not generate Malkus, there would be no psul of Rosh. The Shach, on the other hand, holds that even if he's not getting Malkus because of the lack of Asra, but nevertheless, in the absence of Asra, he's not a full-fledged Mezid, and therefore, if he's not a Mezid Gomor, then even though in theory the Aver per se could have made him into a Mezid Gomor, but he didn't get Asra, so he was not a Mezid Gomor, and therefore he's not Posuliatus. And we could add, perhaps, that if they gave him a Hasra, but he wasn't Mater Atzma L'Misa, that would be a different story. Then he's a Mezid Gomor without the Xeris HaKosev of Mater Atzma L'Misa. Even the Shach would agree that in such a case it would be Posul Min HaTorah. Now, is it possible that we can make a connection between our Rashi here on Chavav Amid Beis of Lo Hisrubo and the Shach? And Rashi is saying that if there was no Asra, then he's not called a Rasha to get Malkus, and he's therefore not a Rasha to be Posuliatus. But rather, Rashi says that he's only Posuliatus mid Rabbanim because of Makas Mardus, which doesn't require Asra. If we can apply the logic of the Nesivus, that the Psul of Edus, all we need is that the Aver per se that he violated would generate Malkus, then why does Rashi have to indicate here that we give Makas Mardus without a Hasra based on Lotov HaShmua and he's Posul Min Rabbanon? Why does Rashi need this whole thing? Why not just say that, forget about Makas Mardus, the very fact that he violated an Avera of Arayos, which would theoretically generate Malkus, that enough would be enough to give him a psul rosh. Now, even though in all cases we must know for sure that he's a mezid, but we don't need the mezid gomor who violated the asra that he received. Now, on a drabbanan level, we should certainly say that since the Rabbanan are going to be machmir, and they're going to give him the status as if he were Chayiv Malkus, then therefore he should be a Rasha. And therefore, even if we were to assume against Rashi, right, even if Rashi would have assumed that there's a Chayiv of Makas Mardus with a Hasra, that you require a Hasra in order to be Chayiv Malkus, but then it wouldn't make any difference if he got the Hasra, because he should be posul min rabbanon because of the avera that could have been mechayiv malchus, if we go with the logic of the nesivus, meaning the following parallel or mirror image, that just like in a psul doraisa, we say that he's posul because he violated an avera which would generate malchus, even though lo hisrubo, and he's not going to be chayiv malchus befoel. So the same thing should apply in a psul d'rabbanon. He should be posel as a result of the avera that he violated, again, always assuming that we know he was a mezid and not a shogeg. If that avera would have generated a chayiv malchus, then that theoretical chayiv malchus, the abstract chayiv malchus, would be enough to posel a mid'rabbanon as a rasha. And yet Rashi insists, no, that he got malchus befoel. And we have to therefore assume that Rashi belongs to the camp of the Shach, that if there was no Hasra at all, then he's not called a Rasha to be Posuliatus. And that's true both on a level of a Doraisa and on a level of Derabbana, that even in a case of Makas Mardus, just like the Shach says in Makas Doraisa, you need Malkus Befoal, and without Hasra there's no Malkus Befoal. Rashi's saying if there was no Hasra, why is he Posul Midrabbana? He's not going to get Makas Mardus if there was no Asra. And the answer is because Rashi has to tell us that Makas Mardus is different than Malkus Doraisa, as Malkus Doraisa requires Asra. And without Asra, you're not Chayiv Malkus because you're not a Rosh HaGomor. So in contrast, in the case of Makas Mardus, he's going to get Malkus even without Asra. You don't need this Mezid Gomer to up the ante over here. So even in the absence of Asra, he will get Makas Mardus. And therefore, even though he didn't get Asra, he's considered having violated an Aver Shiesh by Makas Mardus. And what we're saying here is that Makas Mardus, even though you get without Asra, but we need the Malkus to pasul you as an aid on a Derabbanan level, because Rashi holds like the Shachet, and he applies this to the Rabbanim, that just like on a Deraisa level, you're only a Pasul B'Torah's Rasha because you get Malkus, so to on a Rabbanim level, you're only Pasul B'Torah's Rasha when you get Malkus. That's why Rashi has to insist that in this case of Lo Tov HaShmua, where there's a suspicion as a result of his Yichud that he violated this Avera, therefore he gets Malkus. And that's going to generate a Psul Midrabanon of Rasha. So Rashi would seemingly belong to the school of the Shach. Now, the Rambam in Perakov Dali Milcha Sanhedrin says that Yesh the Bezin Lahalkus Misha Eino Mechuyiv Malkus Velarog Misha Eino Mechuyiv Misa Lo Lavar Al Divrei Torah Elaso Siag Litorah Kevin Shiroim Bezin Sheparzu Ha'am B'Dover Yesh Lem Ligdor Ulechazik Ha'Dover Kfish Masha Yire Lahem Kechol Horos Shah Lo yikva halach l'doros, v'chein yesh lebezdim v'chol mokom v'chol zman l'halkos odom sheshmur ro v'ha'om v'ranenim achrov shu over al arayos, v'chein yesh ledayin tomid l'hafkir mamon sheish lo bailim u'ma'abis chuson kfi mashayira ligdor pirtzus hadas kol elu advar kfi mashayira adayin shezer roi l'kach. The Rambam has this general rule, and he takes the did of Malkin al Shmuel Otova and he injects it into this general rule of the many cases that the Rambam enumerates here, all of which fit under what we call a Rosh Shah, means that the Chachom have the koach to institute a Rosh Shah lemigdar milsa, and Bezdin should be Malke Odom Sheshmuasa Ra. The word is out that he's guilty of adultery, and we give Malkus for that, and that Malkus is a Rosh Shah. The Rambam at the end of this whole discussion, this whole presentation, he writes that all these Malkus are Kefima Shiyir Adayin, Shezer Roy Lekach, Vashot Tzricha Lekach. But it's clear that somebody that Bezdin gives Malkus for Shmuel Otova, he's not Mechuyiv Malkus, he's not really getting Malkus Ma'adis Drabonon, but rather he has a din of Bezdin Rashon Lal Kosol and Migdar Milsa. So that according to the Rambam, you cannot say that when Rav Sheshet says that Choshel Arayis is Posel Yedus, he's talking about a situation, Kshlo Hoya, Eidus Shebala Erva, the absence of evidence. And all we know about him is that he was Mesiachet, and therefore he gets Malkus al Shmuel Otova, because that's not really a Chiv Malkus. That couldn't possibly be Eidus. That's a Din of Rosh Shah. And therefore we have no choice but to assume that the Rambam understood that Choshel Arayis means that there's absolute evidence, two witnesses who testify that he was Baal Erva. And since he violated an Aver for which he be Chayv Malkus, therefore he's possibly Eidus. But Rashi on the other hand interprets that Choshed of Choshed al Erva is talking about a case of someone who was Misyachin in Erva, and he gets Malkus for Shmuel Otova. He must assume that this halach of Malkin al Shmuel Otova is not a din of Migdar Mils and Horosh Shah, but rather it's a chiv Malkus Mar. This min Rabbanan, as we said before, Rashi, like the Shach, requires Malkus before, even for Psul Rabbanan. Now the Gevurah Yitzchak quotes the Brisker Rav from the stencil in Nozir Daf Chav Gimel. There the Brisker Rav writes that Makas Mardus is not a Chiv Malkus on the Gavra, like a Chiv Malkus Doraisa Mea Torah, but rather it's a Din in Bezdin, that Bezdin Makin also, even though he's not Mechuyiv Malkus. And that's what the Rambam says in many places, that Bezin Makinoso Makas Mardus, the royal of Bezin, the Rambam writes, Lahakas Makas Mardus, Shekol Hani Lishne, all the different Lashonas, the Rambam says, the Brisker Rav indicate that the Chiyuv is incumbent upon Bezin. It's not a Chiyuv on the Gavra. Now, from Rashi would seem, Rashi here on Chavav and Beis says that if someone gets Makas Mardus because of Yichud with an Erva, he gets Makas on Shmuel Otova, he's considered to have violated an Avera Derabbanon, which has Malkus. And that's exactly what we saw in the Ad Ramah, and Echmirov, the Chacham, decided to make him like a Chiyuv Malkus Doraisa and consider him a Rasha min Rabbanon under the halacha of the pasuk of Im bin Hakos a Rasha. But it becomes clear that Rashi holds that Makas Mardis is a Chiyuv Malkus on the Gavra, and he's Chayiv Malkus, just like someone who violated Issur Torah would be Chayiv Malkus Doraisa. That's a Chiyuv Gavra, Makas al Gavra. So too, someone who violated Issur Rabbanon and he gets Makas Rabbanon, he's Chayiv Malkus on the Gavra. It's a Chiyuv Makas al Gavra. And therefore, if somebody violates an Avera Doraisa for which he's Chayiv Malkus, he's considered a Rosha. So too, someone who violates a Rabbanon, an Avera Rabbanon, and he gets Malkus, again, it's Makas Mardis, he's also considered a Rosha min Rabbanon. If the Chiyuv Malkus was only on Bezdin, but it's not on the Gavra, then it wouldn't be shach to call him a Rasha simply because he's Chayav Makas Derabbana, Makas Mardis. The Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Eidus writes that if a person violates an Aver for which he's Chayav Malkas min HaTorah, then he's Possel min HaTorah. But if he was Chayav Midivrayim, HaRezah Possel Midivrayim, Ketzad, Ochal Basar Behema B'Cholov, Oshe achal nevelos ushkatsim v'chayotze behen. Oshe chilel es yontif rishon. All these cases are violators of a doraisa. Oshe lov eshatnis. Harezer posleidus min haTorah. Avalim ocha basar ov becholov. Oshe chil yontif sheni shel golios. Oshe lovash beged semer she avad ba chut shel pishtan. So in all these cases, he did not violate an Issur Torah. For example, he ate basar of becholov. Again, if he violated basar behema becholov, and that's an Issur basar becholov doraisa, and he's chayav malkus, he's possible in a Torah. But if he eats basar of becholov, or he violates yontif sheni shel golius, or he wears a beged she'ibud b'chut shel pishtan, which is only an iser shatnis rabbanon, is he's posel yedus midivrehem. And then the Rambam adds the following comment. He says, "Ukvar maninu kol aver shechayoven alev malkus, ukvar nizbar b'chol mitzvah mitzvah dvarm she'isur min haTorah dvarm she'isur midivrehem." So from the fact that the Rambam writes that if he was Chayav Midivrayim, the Prima Gadim derives the conclusion that what the Rambam is telling us is that the psul of Chayav Makas Mardus, when he violates an Issur Rabbanon, is Chayav Makas Mardus Aval Ba'over Issur Rabbanon Stam Lo Nifsal. It's not just the violation of, let's say, Basar Of Pecholov, or Chil Yontif Sheni, that's not enough to pasul him midrabbanon. But rather, it's always got to be Mechuyiv Makas Mardus, and then it's going to be Asuha Ke'en Shel Torah V'Rasha Mikri. Now, according to the Briska Rav and the Rambam, that Makas Mardus is not a Chiyuv on the Gavra, but it's only a Chiyuv Malkus on Bezdin, then even though he's not Mechuyiv Malkus, but he violates an Avera D'Rabbanan and Bezdin's Malkanos Makas Mardus, even though he's not Mechuyiv Malkus, that's not a reason to pasul him in Rabbanan, because according to the Briska Rav's understanding of the Rambam, in such a case, it's not Malkus on the Gavra, but that's a Chiyuv Malkus on Bezdin. And the Briska Rav wrote that in many contexts, in many Lashonis of the Rambam seems to indicate Bekama Duchti, that Bezdin Makas So Makas Mardus, and these are all languages that seem to indicate, in the Rambam says the Briska Rav that the Chiv is on Bezdin and not on the Gavra. Then we have to ask, why does the Rambam say that if he violates an Iser that generates a Chiv Malkus, meaning in Malkus midivrayim, then the Rambam says harezer posel yedus midivrayim. So the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchus Eidus indicates that in the case, like for example, basar of becholov or chil yontif sheni gets Malkus midivrayim, and he's posel midivrayim. How would the Briska Rava explain that, Rambam? Because the Malkus Derabbanan Midivreyem for a violation of a Derabbanan, the Malkus is fundamentally different than the Malkus Minatorah. The Malkus Minatorah is a Malkus ala Gavra, whereas the Malkus in Malkus Maradis Derabbanan is only on Bezdin. So perhaps we could suggest the following, that the Sheet of the Ram is that there are two different types of Malkus Maradis Derabbanan. In general, Malkus Maradis Derabbanan is not a Chiv Malkus on the Gavra, it's a Din in Bezdin, it's a Migdar Milsa, and Bezdin meets out Malkus to him even though he's not Mechuyev Malkus. That's the general case. So somebody violates an Avera and Bezdin gives him Makis Maradus Mirabbanon, since it's not a Chiv Makis on the Gavra, it's not similar to the Chiv Malkis Shel Torah, which is a Chiv on the Gavra, it's Lo Yipasul Yedus. However, the Rambam at the same time holds that if he violates an Avera for which he's Chayev Olav Malkis Min HaTorah, because he violated Issa Torah, and in a case where he violates this Isur Drabbanan in that same mitzvah, that Malkus is already Malkus ala Gavra. So there's general Malkus Mardus, which is not related, pinpointed to a mitzvah, it's not a subcategory, an extension of a specific mitzvah, that's already Migdar Milsa, that's already a Chivan Bezdin, that's a Din in Bezdin. But the Rambam Hilchos Eidus, when he talks about a Psul Eidus Midivreyim, for example, in the case where he's Basar of Becholov, or he was Machal Yontif Sheni, or he wore a kind of a shatnez which is not Doraisa, in all those cases, he is getting Malkus for that specific Avera, although it's only Drabbanon, but it's an extension of the Isur Torah. So instead of eating Basar Behema Becholov, he ate Basar of Becholov. Basar Behema Becholov would generate a Chiyuv Malkus on the Gavra. And now in the Drabbanan level, extending that Iser Basar B'chol to the case of Basar Ov, he gets Malkus ala Gavra. And hence, he's Pasul Yedus Midrabbanan. The B'chol mitzvah, yesh dvarim she'isura min ha-Torah, u'dvarim she'isura min Rabbanan. The Rabbanan extended the Iser Torah. And anyone who violates an Iser Drabbanan on that particular mitzvah, it's not a din klali, it's a din mesuyam, and has a shame of that mitzvah, and he's Chayiv Malkus, had he done it in a Doraisa way, Min HaTorah, but now he only did it on a Derabbanan way, so it's a technicality why it was only Derabbanan, then the Chayiv Malkus is on the Gavra. And therefore we'd say, Asa'u Ke'en Shel Torah. So if he eats Basar of Becholov, it's considered Ke'en Shel Torah, as if he ate Basar Cholov B'Behema. And he's Chayiv Malkus Midivreyim, the same way that had he eaten Basar Behema Becholov, he would be Chayav Malkus Doraisa. So this is really interesting, that to the same extent that he would be Chayav Malkus Doraisa of Basar Becholov, then when you have Basar Becholov Derabbanan, he's Chayav Malkus, and it's an Avera, Midrabbanan albeit, and he generate Malkus as a Malkus ala Gavra. And this also touches on another discussion we've had in the past about whether Basar of Becholov and the like is a Hefta of Basar Becholov. For example, would it generate an Iser Anah? Would it generate an Iser Bishul? What's the status of Basar of Becholov? If we assume it's a Hefta that Vera of Basar Becholov Mirabbanon, then it makes sense that the Makas that he gets for Basar Becholov Mirabbanon, like the Makas he would get for Basar Becholov Doraisa, is Makas Ala Gavra. Now, in the case of Yontif Sheni, that's a little bit more complicated. Are we extending Yontif? Is Yontif Sheni a mirror image of Yontif Doraisa on the first day, such that now if he violates Yontif Sheni, it's as if he had violated Yontif Rishon on a Drabbanan level, and therefore he gets Malkus. And the Malkus Mardus is just the same mirror image. You're looking into a pond and seeing your reflection. It's a reflection of the Malkus Doraisa for violating the Issur Doraisa of Yontif Rishon. And once again, this touches on a great deal of love this year about the status of Yontif Sheni. There are odd differences between Yontif Sheni and Yontif Rishon. And it sounds like in Yontif Sheni, the Rabban had to decide exactly the scope of each particular Issur. They went through Ilchus Yontif with a checklist and said, oh, this will apply to Yontif Sheni, this will not apply to Yontif Sheni.
But in any event, when he's Mechal Yontif Sheni, we consider it as a Malacha Derabbanan, and his Malkus parallels, mirrors the image of Malkus Doraisa that he violated Yontif Rishon, and this Chiyuv Malkus Derabbanan for Yontif Sheni is like a Chiyuv Malkus Ala Gavra, albeit on a Derabbanan level, and therefore he's Pasul Yedus completely. Now would this Psul Eidus be Doraisa? It would seem Alpi Pashtus, that since it's in the case of Derabbanan Yontif Sheni Derabbanan, he was Mechal Yontif, Derabbanan created this Kedushas Yontif, and therefore Chilul Yontif Sheni is a mirror image of Chilul Yontif Rishon. Therefore, the Makis that he can get is Makis Madis, is a Makis Madis for the Avera of Chilul Yontif Sheni, and therefore he's going to be Chayv Malkus Al Gavra, hence he's possibly the Vreim Liedus. But in contrast, if he violated a Derabbanan and he's Chayv Makis Madis, but not because of a specific Avera, then there's no Chiyuv that's Chal on the Gavra, but rather it's a Din that's Chal on Bezdin, and therefore he'd be Kosher Liedus. In contrast, Rashi holds that even if he's loke al shmua lo tova shmua, which would certainly indicate that he is violating some sort of new independent isa derabbanan, and the Rambam would say in such a case that he's not posliatus midrabbanan, because any makis you meet out to him here is the makis that's a din on bezdin. Rashi holds that he's posliatus midrabbanan even for the makis Mardis of Lotova Shmua, because Makis Mardis Rabbanan is a Chiyuv Malkus Ala Gavra, even in the case of Lotova Shmua and the like. Once he's Chayv Malkus, he's Pasul Rabbanan Li Eidus. Now, Rav Nachman, if you recall, said that Choshen al Reis is Kosher Li Eidus, but the Gemara says, quote, Moda Rav Nachman L'inyan Eidus Isha Shu Posel. And I would like to share with you the insights of Rav Baruch Ber, the Rashiv of Kamenetz, in his writings on Kiddushin. He explains that in Mamon and Dovah Shebeva, where we need two Eidim, there's a din of Rasha who's Posel Eidus. However, as far as Isa V'het is concerned, we don't need Shnei Eidim. There's no din of Eidus per se, there's only din of Nemanus, and there's no din of Rasha Pasul Eidus. If there's a chashad for which he might be Pasul Eidus, so in Isurim you can only talk about a din chashadot, a bit of choshud. You know, is he choshud l'shak or is he not choshud l'shak? So there's going to be an afkidmina l'gabi moment. There's a din of paslus if he does an avera, and he violates an aver shel Torah, he's posel chol eidus shebetorah. But in Isurim, where there's only a din of chashadus, of is he choshed or not, he's not choshed unless it's li oso dovar. And even in Mammon, there's a din of chashados, because in this case, Mammon is not lo garam Isurim, it's not different than Isurim. This is also based on a Pnei Yoshua and Gittin on Daf Yud, that with regard to Kusim, it's not just the din of chashodus that lo shayach laminam, we can't believe them, and that's lioso dovash and nechshadu. So Rabbi Baruch Ber says that even though Rasha de Chamos is posel mitam chashas sheker, that's as long as there's no reisa that he's a vade kosher, and you know you need eidus to posel him, even to make him into a chashud. And if you don't have the Eidus to pasel him and make him into a choshud, then we have a cheskes kashrus. So we're not going to pasel him as a rosha because he's choshud l'shaker. And therefore, even if the din is that a rosha, the chomus is choshud l'shaker, but we need a chal shem rosha, that's chal as a shem rosha the chomus. But as far as oso dover is concerned, we don't need a chal shem rosha. All we need is the reality of chashud. And therefore, that's what the Gemara means, that even though Rab Nachman holds that there's no chalushem gavra rosha de chamos in a case of chashal arayos, but nevertheless, there is a chashad sheker. And the chashad sheker applies to all adios. And therefore, Lioso Eidus Atzma, we can pasul in mitam chashados, like we did in Isurim, even without a chaloshem gavra de rosha. And therefore, Modar Rav Nachman, we need Eidus Isha shu pasul. And this seems to reflect what Tosa says back on Daf Tesam and Beis, that a nirval or tsono is pasul, even though it's Yitzro Tokfo, he'd be kosher Eidus Acheres, but he would not be kosher lahoy be edus revia because he's kosher ladavar, and therefore we cannot accept his edus. Okay, then we'll stop here.